Welcome back. And in our last class, we talked about two powerful ways that we can know the Bible is true.
欢迎回来到我们系列。我们上一课时我们学习到两个非常有力的证明为什么圣经是真的。We
looked at archaeology and we looked at prophecy.
我们看到了预言，我们也看到了考古学。And
now we want to look at several more evidences.
现在我们又要看好几个证据。We
want to figure out how can we use these things to reach out to others.
看看如何用这些器具来赢得神灵。How
many of you have a friend you know you could share some of these things with?
你们谁有朋友你知道可以和他们分享这些事的呢？
Most people do.
大多数的人都有。
So before we get started, let's once again ask God to be with us.
我们开始前方再次邀请上帝与我们同在。
Father in heaven, thank you so much today that we could gather here again.
天父，感谢你，我们能聚集在一起。
We could study how we can know that you exist.
我们能研究如何肯定的你存在。
We pray that your spirit would give us guidance and wisdom.
祷告你的灵与我们存在，让我们有这个智慧。
And that you would speak to our hearts.
你会向我们的心说话。In
Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen. So we already looked at prophecy, and we looked at archaeology. The next point that we want to look at is science.
You
know, when many people think about science, they think about the Bible, they typically think that these two cannot go together. They typically think that they are opposite. And that in order to believe in the Bible, you have to dismiss science.
如果你相信圣经的话，你就不能靠着科学了。And
that in science there is no room for faith.
而在科学里，他们认为科学中不可能会有信心。No
room for the belief in the supernatural.
不可能会相信有上帝的存在。Well,
I want to tell you today.
我今天要跟你说。That
science and the Bible go hand in hand.
圣经和科学是有这个和谐的。
I could spend a whole series talking about science and the Bible.
我当然可以用一系列的，就可以跟你们说到圣经在科学在圣经里头。
There's so much on the subject, but we're just going to look at a few things today.
有这么多关于科学的，但是我们只会说到几个例子。And
the book of Job.
在约伯书，约伯记。
We find a very interesting text.
我们看到很有趣的一个章节。Job
chapter 26 and verse 7.
26章第7节。
Let's look at that text together.
我们看看这个章节。
And notice what the Bible tells us.
看看圣经如何说。
It says, He stretches out the north over empty space.
神将北极铺在空中。
And He hangs the earth on nothing.
将大地悬在虚空。
But now that may not sound too significant to you.
听起来没什么,
but I want you to consider something.
但是我们想一想,
the book of Job is really said by scholars to be probably the oldest book in the Bible.
根据学者们的推断，约伯记可能是圣经中最古老的一本书。
You see, books in the Bible are not arranged in the order that they were written.
圣经的书不是依着他们几十倍写出来而排列的。The
book of Genesis was not the first book written.
创世纪不是第一本被写的书。
But many scholars believe that Job is the oldest book in the Bible.
很多学者都相信约伯记是最古老的一本书。
And Job, when he talks about when God created the earth,
约伯记说那上帝创造世界,
he says that God hung the earth on nothing.
他说上帝把大地就把地球悬在虚空之中。Now
consider that for a minute.
让我们想一想。When
you, now maybe you haven't been to outer space.
当你没有到外太空去过。
When the astronauts go to outer space.
但如果这些有一些人去到外太空的时候。And
when they show pictures of planet Earth.
太空人去外太空的时候看到这个地球的照片。What
holds the Earth in place?
什么把这个地球定位在那里呢?
Nothing. Now we know that gravity from the sun keeps it in line.
我们知道这个太阳的地心引力把它保持在一样同一线上。
But virtually the earth sits in space by itself.
但你可以说地球是悬在虚空上，就是在外太空里就是这样子的。
Now why is that really a big deal?
有什么大不了呢?
Because for hundreds and even thousands of years,
有好几百好几千年以来,
different religions and different belief systems have had all kinds of answers about how the earth sits in space.
不同的宗教和不同的相, 相信的这种系统，他们都相信地球是有悬挂在某个东西上的。
When you think about Greek mythology,
当你想到希腊的这些神话故事
，they have this god, his name is Atlas.
然后他们这个名为 Atlas 的这个异教神。
And supposedly, according to Greek mythology, he, as a punishment, had to hold the whole world above his shoulders, and that's what he's doing today.
根据希腊的这些神话故事。他因为犯了错，他就要被罚，拿起整个世界。所以这就是他在做的事，就是拿着这个世界。
Other religions say many different things.
其他宗教就说不同的东西。
But the point is this.
但是主要的重点是、这个、
is that all these different things have this wild idea of why the earth is the way it is.
很多这些宗教，很多这些信仰都讲到为什么地球是这样子的
？But the Bible, thousands of years ago,
而是圣经很多年以之前
had it right,
都说对了。
Even before any of these other religions came along,
在中这些其他宗教呈现之前已经说对了。
And indeed, science has proven today that the Earth literally hangs on nothing.
而科学也证明了，证实了大地真的悬在。
Isn't that very interesting?
是否很有趣呢
Turn with me in the Bible to the book of Isaiah chapter 40.
好，我翻到以赛亚书第四十章
Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 22.
四十章二十二节
I want you to notice another principle that the Bible brings out.
我们会看看另外一个原则，圣经中的原则
Isaiah 40 verse 22.
以赛亚书四十章二十二节
It says, "It is He who sits above the circle of the earth."
是说神坐在地球大圈之上
and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in.
所以说地上居民好像蝗虫，他铺张穹苍如幔子，展开诸天无可住的帐篷。
And then in verse 21 it says, "Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth?"
二十一节说你们起初没有人告诉你们吗？
Now here the Bible says that the earth is what?
这里说到地球是什么呢
What does it say? It's a what?
说地球是什么
It's a circle.
地球是一个圈，一个圆的，对吗
That's very significant.
是非常可以非常显著的
Because for hundreds of years, what did people believe about the earth?
以好几百年以来，人们相信地球是什么
That it was flat.
还是扁的，对吗
And it's something, now, as Adventists, I can say this.
作为复灵信徒可以这样子说。
Who discovered America?
谁找到美国
Christopher Columbus, right?
Yeah, 克隆波对啊。
As the kids' song goes, in 1492, Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
在美国有一个童谣就是唱到在1492年这个克隆比亚找到了这个美国。
And he discovered America.
他找到了美国。
Everybody said that Christopher Columbus was crazy.
他们都说哥伦波疯了。
They said, man, if you sail across the ocean, you're going to fall off into oblivion.
他们说如果你在这个海洋上行走的话，你就在坐船过海洋的话，你一定会掉入这个陷入这个深渊去。
The world is flat and everybody knows it.
地球是扁的，每个人都知道是扁的。
All the maps were created with a flat Earth.
所有的这个这些地图都是扁的。
Guess where Christopher Columbus discovered that were his theory of that the Earth was a circle?
你想象在哪里哥伦波找到这个地球是圆的这个原则
？Where did he come up with that idea?
他如何发现到呢
？Can you guess?
你能想象到吗
？He read Isaiah chapter 40.
他读了以赛亚书四十章。
And about the same time, about the time period that Christopher Columbus discovered America.
而大概同一时间，当哥伦波找到美国的时候
，was and shortly after that, people began to immigrate to America.
人们开始移民到美国。
And what time period was that? The 1600s and 1700s.
那是什么时候呢？是1600-1700年。
For over 1,000 years, America sat over by itself, and no one knew anything about it.
1000年以来，美国就自己的就在那里，而且没有人知道关于美国的事。
But right about the time prophecy was going to be fulfilled, what happened?
但是当预言要实现的时候，什么事情发生呢？
Christopher Columbus read Isaiah 40. He sailed across and discovered America, which is fulfill will fulfill end time prophecy.
哥伦坡读了这以赛亚书40章，然后他就过了这个海洋，然后去找到美国。
You think that's by coincidence?
你觉得这是凑巧的吗
？Not a chance.
不可能。
The Bible talks about science.
圣经说到科学。
And of course, science has confirmed that the earth is round.
科学也证明了地球是圆的。
In Job 28, the Bible tells us that he would make weight for the wind.
而在于约伯记28章说到要为风定轻重。
In other words, the Bible is telling us the air has weight.
所以圣经在告诉我们这个风啊，这个空气是有重量。
That doesn't sound like a big deal.
对我们来说，没什么大不了。
But for thousands of years, men had no idea.
人们都不知道风是有重量。
That the air we breathe actually has weight and substance to it.
我们呼吸的这个空气其实是有个重量，而且有物质在里头。
But in the 1700s, 1800s, it was discovered.
大概在17、18世纪的时候也被发现了。
But the Bible said it thousands of years ago.
但是圣经好几千年就说到了。
In Colossians 1:7.
哥罗西书一章七节。
Actually, it's 1:17. I'm sorry.
哦，对不起，是一章十七节。
The Bible tells us that in Christ all things consist.
所以说他在万有之先，万也。
And in other words, Christ is the very center of the universe.
就是说基督是整个宇宙的中心。
And the Bible tells us that at the center of the universe is Jesus, and he holds everything together.
圣经告诉我们宇宙的中心就是耶稣，而且他这些万有都因他而立。
We can't even begin to imagine the complexity of the universe.
我们根本想象不到宇宙的这个复杂性。
Many years ago,
很多年以前
there was put into space the Hubble telescope.
他们把这个 Hubble 的望远镜放进了这个外太空。
And scientists were boasting that they would be able to see to the end of the universe and tell how life began.
而科学就在炫耀说，我们可以看到。宇宙的最尾端可以看到生命是如何开始。
But when they launched that telescope and they looked into space, all they saw was more planets, more galaxies, more solar systems.
当他们把这个望远镜放入外太空的时候，他们看见的是更多的星球、更多的太阳系、更多的这些星系。
So they said we need better lenses.
所以他们说我们要更好的这些镜子。
So they put new lenses on the telescope.
所以他们放这些更好的镜片、镜子放在这个望远镜上。
They looked even deeper into space.
他们就更深入的看进这个外太空。
And still they saw more galaxies, more stars, more solar systems.
他们看见的是更多的星星、更多的星球。更多的这些太阳系。
And they were all flowing in perfect order.
而全部都是很有系统的在旋转。
It has caused many scientists to abandon the idea of evolution.
导致很多科学家抛弃这个进化论的这个理念。
I wish I had time to tell you all the stories about evolution.
我希望我有时间告诉你关于这个进化论的故事。
Why it's not true.
为什么进化论不是真的。
But here's the point.
但是重点是这个。
The complexity of the universe is unexplainable.
这个宇宙的复杂性是不能解释的。
But the Bible tells us that at the very center of it,
但是上帝告诉我们在这宇宙的中心
is the one who created it all.
是那创造主。
And he keeps it aligned in perfect order.
而他保持这些全宇宙的这些次序。
It can't all be by chance.
这不是凑巧的。
Then you have health principles.
而你有这些健康的原则。
Now this is incredible.
这是非常奇妙的。
Thousands of years ago.
好几年前以前。
The Bible told us exactly what the best things to eat are.
好几千年以前，圣经告诉我们最好的饮食是什么。
Way before man ever knew anything about nutrition.
人们知道营养的之前。
The Bible told people to wash their hands.
圣经叫人们洗手
，to be sanitary，
要卫生。
And in the 1800s，
大概19世纪的时候
，most people had still not figured it out。
人们还是想不通。
In war， people were dying from infections。
在战争里，他们死是因为感染。
Because people were not washing their hands before surgery。
因为人们在开刀之前没有洗手。
And yet, when people discovered all these things,
但是当人们发现这些事情的时候
，they all realized that they were all in the Bible。
他们发现这些都是从圣经而来。
And what science confirmed to be true was written thousands of years beforehand。
而科学证明是真实的， 圣经好几千年前已经证明了。
That's amazing.
这是非常奇妙的。
That's incredible.
非常神奇的。
Because it goes to show that the Bible knew is always one step ahead of science.
所以这证明了圣经永远比科学快一步。
Science is always trying to catch up with God's word.
科学一直在追着上帝的话语。
That's an amazing thought, isn't it?
非常奇妙的思想。
But it's true today.
但是现在是真实。
How about the Bible's unity?
还有圣经的合一度。
You know, the Bible was written on three different continents.
圣经在三大洲所写下。
In three different languages.
有三种不同的语言。
It was written by more than 50 different authors.
是由甚至超过50位作者写的。
People of all different backgrounds.
不同背景的人。
People of all different cultures.
不同文化的人。
People, most of them never even met each other.
大多数的人根本连看过对方都没有看过。
And it was written over a period of about 1500 years.
是大概用1500年写出来的。
And yet we find something amazing about the Bible.
但是我们可以看到关于圣经一个很奇妙的事。
Is that when you put it together,
就是如果你把圣经放在一起,
it flows together like one complete masterpiece.
它流程就你可以看到整个流畅性就像一个完美的节奏。
All the themes from Genesis to Revelation are connected together like one big storybook.
从创世纪到启示录的这个流畅性全部都非常合一，它们主题都是合一的，就像一大本的这个故事书。
One part of the Bible fully connects with another part.
一部分的圣经与另一部分完全的结合。
One part explains another part.
一部分解释另一部分。
And it flows together with perfect harmony.
以完美的这个结合度流畅在一起。
Let me give you an illustration.
我给你一个描述。
Let's suppose you had 50 different artists.
可能我们有50个不同的画家。
And their specialty was creating sculptures.
他们最厉害的就是做雕像。
And you put 50 artists in 50 different rooms who never met each other.
所以你可以放50个雕刻家放在50个不同的房间，他们从来没有见过对方。
They were all from different backgrounds.
他们都是不同的背景。
And you told all of these men to build whatever it is that comes to their mind.
你就叫这些人想到什么就刻什么吧。
And you said you have 3 hours.
然后你就跟他们说你有三个小时。
And they all went to work.
他们就一直的雕刻。
And at the end of the 3 hours,
在三小时之后,
you said, we're going to call you out one at a time.
你说我一个就把你们叫出来。
And we want you to take what you've made and put it in this one big room.
我要拿你所放的东西放在这个房间里。
So one by one, they come and they put down their piece and then they leave.
所以慢慢的他们就把他们所雕刻出来的东西放入这个房内,
When they all leave, what would you expect to find in that room?
全部离开之后你觉得你会发现到什么呢?
50 different what?
50个不同的什么?
50 different statues, right?
50个不同的雕刻对吗?
But instead, what you find is one tall statue that's pieced together by all 50 people in a perfect, beautiful pose. One statue.
但是你发现的是一个完美的雕像是由50个不同的这个部分所造，而是完美的这个雕像。
When you consider how the Bible was written, it's the same thing.
大家在探讨圣经如何被写造的时候，也是一样的。
It's one picture.
是一个图画。
It's one theme.
是一个主题。
It doesn't contradict itself.
它不与自己互相矛盾。
Yet it came together by impossible odds.
但是却以这个不可能的这个可能性发生了。
It becomes obvious that there was a mastermind behind it.
似乎很明显的，这一切的背后都有一个主导者。
That's amazing.
那是奇妙的。
And yet that's the picture we see with the Bible.
这是圣经中我们所看到的。
Its internal consistency tells of its truthfulness.
圣经自己的这个流畅性，这个持续度没有矛盾的这个情况下，告诉我们圣经的肯定性。
What about another evidence?
还有另外一个证据是什么?
What about changed lives?
或者改变了的生命?
You know, the Bible has changed more lives than any other book in history of humanity.
圣经改变的生命多于世界上历史上任何的一本书。
The Word of God changes the lives of the people that read it.
上帝的话语改变那些读者。
Hundreds of times, there have been skeptics that read the Bible trying to prove that it was not true.
好几百次这些
And over and over again, they didn't prove it wasn't true, but they all ended up becoming Christians.
一直以来, 他们读了,找不到这些虚假的东西, 他们反而成了基督徒。
Because when we read the Bible,
当因为我们阅读圣经的时候,
when we read the words of Christ,
当我们阅读基督的字眼的时候,
it does something to our hearts.
对我们心有所作为。
And here's the thing.
这是他做的事,
science cannot explain
科学不能解释,
how a man who could have addictions,
一个上瘾的人,
who could have an anger problem,
一个有愤怒问题的人,
who could have every kind of problem of life,
可能生命中有各种不同有可能发生的问题都发生了,
how one day he can go from being someone like that to the next day being completely opposite.
一天内从这样的人变成一个完全相反的人。
Science does not have an answer for that. Did you know?
科学没有这样的解答。
That cannot be recreated in a laboratory.
不可能在这实验室被重造。
And yet we know that it's true.
但是我们知道是真的。
In my own life, I was a skeptic of the skeptical.
在我生命中，我甚至是怀疑这些怀疑论者的。
And yet God's word changed my life.
但是上帝的话语改变了我生命。
I was one of those that tried to disprove it.
我曾经想要证明圣经是虚假的。
But I found it to be true.
但是我发现它是真实的。
The impatient become patient.
没有耐心的变成有耐心的。
The addicted become set free.
上瘾的人被释放。
Those who are in the worst conditions of life,
在生命中最糟的状况的人,
find hope and encouragement and power for living.
找到生命的目的, 生命的推动力, 生命的能力。
No other book can give power for personal living like the Bible.
再也没有其他的书能够像圣经一样给我们生命的能力。
Many people have died trying to change themselves.
很多人甚至要用自己的能力改变自己而死。
But in a moment, others have been changed when they receive Christ.
但是一瞬间内,
you think that could be by coincidence?
你觉得是, 凑巧的吗?
It's not by coincidence, isn't it?
不是凑巧的吗?
Now, so changed lives is another evidence.
这个改变了的生命也是一个证据。
And there's one more evidence I want to look at with you.
我还要跟你分享多一个证据。
That is plain reason.
那就是普通的这些理论。
Plain logic.
普通的这个,
Now I want you to think about this.
让我们想想。
Most skeptics of the Bible agree that Jesus existed.
很多怀疑论者都同意耶稣曾经存在过。
There are some that say he didn't, but most believe it.
有些人说耶稣没有存在过,但是大多数的人都说耶稣存在过。
There are most that say that Jesus was a good moral teacher.
大多数的人都说耶稣是个好老师。
He was a good man.
他是个好人。
He believed in truth.
他相信真理。
And he taught many people many good principles for life.
他教导很多生命中。
But people cannot believe that he was actually the Son of God. Now I want you to think about this. A good teacher, can he teach lies, yes or no? A good teacher who teaches truth does not lie, does he? A good moral man will not lie, will he? And yet one of the most prominent teachings of Jesus was that he was the Son of God. Not only did he say it, but he taught others to share it with people. He told his disciples to go and spread it into the world. Now you got to think about this. Jesus did not give us an option that he was just a good moral man. He said, you're either going to believe that I'm the Son of God or you're not. He didn't leave us that option. So this is what it boils down to. Jesus was one of three things. Either he was a liar, and one of the biggest deceivers in history. Now let me ask you,
那我问你
If you have read the teachings of Jesus, do you think that's true, yes or no?
如果你曾经读过耶稣的教导，会有可能吗
A man who lived the way Jesus did, a man who taught the things that Jesus did, could never be a liar.
耶稣活出来的生平，他的行动，他的语言，根本不会说出这样的谎言。
So he's either a liar,
所以他不是一个骗子。
Or the second option.
不然就是另外一个选择。
He's crazy.
他是疯了。
He's a lunatic.
他是疯子。
He's out of his mind.
他神经病。
That's the second option.
这是第二个选择。
Again, if you read what Jesus wrote, was he crazy?
如果你读耶稣所教导的，你觉得他神经病吗？
He said some of the most beautiful things that have ever been said.
他说的话语可能是世界上最美妙的话。
He couldn't possibly be crazy.
他不可能是神经病的。
There's one other option.
还有最后一个是选择。
And that is the one I choose to believe.
当然是我想相信的一点。
And that is that he really is who he said he was.
也就是我相信一点，就是他说的，就是他是的。
That's the only true option.
那是唯一一个可能的选择。
You can't be in the middle of the road with Jesus.
你不能站与耶稣站在这个中间的立场。
He's more than just a good teacher.
他不只是个好老师。
He's the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
Now when you think about also the disciples,
当你想想看这些门徒的时候
you know,What's interesting about disciples is that when Jesus was crucified, what was their attitude?
门徒有趣的是，当耶稣啊死在十字架的时候，门徒做了什么呢？
Were they excited?
他们兴奋吗？
Were they bold?
他们大胆吗？
What were they doing?
他们在做什么呢？
They were hiding.
他们在躲。
They were cowards.
他们是胆小鬼。
They were fearful for their lives.
他们害怕失去自己的生命。
When Jesus was arrested, they forsook him.
当耶稣被逮捕的时候，他们就舍弃了耶稣。
And here's the crazy thing about it.
而这是非常疯狂的一件事。
They wrote about it.
他们写下了。
They recorded their own problems.
他们记录下自己的问题。
They recorded their own cowardness.
他们记录下自己这个所谓的胆小的世界。
They recorded their own betrayal of Jesus.
他们甚至记录自己出卖了耶稣。
Men don't do that.
人不会这样子做。
You don't find that in history.
你在历史上没有看见这样子。
Men record the great victories.
人们记载他们伟大的胜利。
How they won the battle and took the day.
如何赢得那胜利，如何赢得每个人的掌声。
But men rarely record their mistakes.
但是人们很少的会写下他们的错误。
Now, some people would say this.
有些人会这样子说。
Well, you find in the book of Acts that the apostles were bold.
你在《使徒行传》找到那些门徒们非常的大胆
，because they claimed that Jesus had risen from the dead.
为他们说耶稣死里复活了
，and they went around preaching it.
而他们到处去宣讲。
They were doing that so that they could cover up the lie that Jesus was still dead, so that people wouldn't think they had lost their minds.
他们这样子做就是要遮掩这个耶稣还死着的这个谎言。
But here's the thing.
但是。事实是这样。
The apostles had nothing to gain by doing this.
门徒这样子做根本没有益处。
In many cases, you read this in the Bible and history.
很多时候我们在圣经里，我们在历史上也读到。
The apostles were beaten.
门徒们被打。
They were persecuted.
被逼迫。
They were poor.
穷困。
They had no money.
没有钱。
And they had every kind, some of the worst problems you could imagine, they had them.
最惨的问题他们都有了。
Some of them were killed.
他们甚至被杀死。
In fact, all of the apostles except for John were killed by a violent death.
甚至全部的门徒除了约翰之外死得非常惨暴。
And so here's the question.
所以问题来了。
Why would they do it?
为什么他们要这样子做呢？
Why would they continue to preach Jesus?
为什么他们还要宣讲耶稣呢？
Under some of the worst circumstances they could deal with as a human.
因为他们身为人会应付最难、最困难的这些逼迫。
They were not doing it to get rich.
他们做了，就这样子做，不是要富贵。
They weren't making any money. Many times they went hungry.
他们不是要富有，因为他们很多时候都没有食物吃。
Why were they doing it?
为什么他们要这样子做呢？
Because they believed.
因为他们相信。
And what they were preaching.
因为他们相信他们所讲的。
They had had a first-hand account with Jesus that he had risen from the dead.
他们亲眼见证耶稣从死里复活。
They were eyewitnesses.
他们就是亲眼的。
They spent 40 days with him after he resurrected.
他复活之后，门徒与耶稣花40天的时间在一起。
And they knew that what they believed was the greatest truth in the history of humanity.
他们所相信的是历史上最伟大的真理。
And they were bold. They endured persecution. They endured trial. They didn't care what happened to them personally as long as they could share with people the truth of Christ. Men don't do that. Unless there's something in it for themselves. Unless there's glory involved. Or money involved. Men rarely do that today. And yet in the face of the worst opposition, these men continued on. That says something. That there must be something about it that's out of the ordinary. Plain reason will tell you that Jesus had to be who he said he was. There's no, the other explanations are unthinkable. They are not reasonable. Ronald Reagan said, one of the great American presidents, that if you don't do your own thinking, somebody else would do it for you. Isn't that an interesting statement? These men knew in what they believed. Jesus said to them, men, some men say this about me, some men say that, but who do you say that I am? Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And today, through the evidence, we can have confidence that the Bible is true and it can be trusted. We can have confidence that the Bible is not just an ordinary book. Christianity is not just another religion. But it's the truth in a world of false error. There are a lot of other religions out there. And they're all trying to offer something. And here's a fact. You're going to believe in something. Whether you like it or not. Somebody may say, well, wait a minute, I'm not a Buddhist, I'm not a Christian, I'm not a Muslim, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in any God. But let me ask you something. Even if you don't believe in God, is that still believing in something? Do you understand what I'm saying? Even if you don't believe in anything, that is still something. So no matter what you do, you can't escape it. You're going to believe in something. So let's look for a minute at all the somethings. There's lots of somethings out there. In Hinduism, there are many hundreds of different gods to choose from. Now, just the other day, I visited a Hindu temple. And I found it very intriguing. There's all these statues of all these different gods. And everybody's praying to these different gods. And you choose the god that you want to serve the most. You serve all of them, but you're going to serve one primarily. And if you have to make sure that you please that God enough, or else he'll get angry with you and punish you. There's much more to it, but that's the very basic outline, a one-minute answer for what is Hinduism. And if you're a good person in your life, then in the next life, you'll be elevated into a more noble person. You'll be higher in the caste system. But if you're bad,
但是如果你做坏事的话,
you're in big trouble.
你就惨了,
you may get demoted.
你可能被降级,
you may become an animal.
你可能成为动物,
or even a bug.
可能成为昆虫,
so you have to be a good bug in order to move up the ladder.
所以如果你做好的昆虫,
that's the very basics of Hinduism.
这是新入教的这些基本信仰。
Then there's Buddhism.
还有佛教。
And Buddhism says that there is an ultimate state of peace that can be reached by a human being.
我要说人类可以得到一个最终的这个平安的状态。
And this ultimate state of peace is called nirvana.
这个就是最终的平安的状态。
There's a challenge with this, though.
可是这里有个挑战。
Here's the catch.
这是重点。
Is that although it is claimed that you can reach the state of peace,
虽然人们说你可以达到这个平安,
no one has ever done it.
但是没有人做过。
Some people will say, well, Buddha did it.
有些人说, 佛祖做到了。
He didn't.
他没有。
On his deathbed,
在他的死亡的时候,
Buddha said this.
佛祖这样子说,
he said, continue to strive on.
他说继续的, 这继续的挣扎,
continue to press on to reach nirvana.
继续的做工, 继续的, 努力, 要达到这个状态。
In other words, he was saying, I never reached it, but if you press on, you may be able to.
他就说, 我自己没有达到这状态, 可是如果你再继续努力的话, 你会达到。
You can reach a state of peace, but no one has ever done it.
你可以达到这个平安的状态, 但是没有人做过。
Then there's Islam.
还有回教徒。
Where your favor or your salvation with God depends upon your good deeds and your actions.
上帝喜不喜欢你, 你的救赎看在你的行动上。
At the end of your life, if you have more good than bad, then you get to go to heaven.
你生命之后,如果你做了好事比坏事还多, 你就可以去天国。And
if not, then you're in big trouble.
否则的话,你就惨了。Then
there's atheism.
还有无神论,
atheism says that there is no God and you cannot prove him.
他们说没有神,
it says that humanity is as high as it gets.
他们说人类是最高等级,
there is no higher power, there is no more intelligent being.
没有比人更聪明, 没有比人更高的了,
there is no hope of an afterlife.
没有这个所谓死之后的生命,
and then there's agnosticism.
还有这个不可知论,
which says this, that God may exist out there somewhere, but he doesn't care about me personally.
不可知论者们就说,上帝可能存在,但是他没有,对我没有兴趣。
Now there are many, many more different fractions, but these are essentially the main ones.
但还有很多不同的宗派,可是这是主要的几组。
And this is, these are all the somethings out there.
这些宗教这些,
and along with atheism and agnosticism is evolution.
当然随着这个无神论还有不可知论还有这个进化论者,
and it says that we are nothing more than an advanced animal.
说我们已经是一个比较先进的动物罢了。
That's pretty sad.
非常可怜的。
Now if you look at all these options in the world,
如果我们看看世界上的这些选择,
do any of them sound very hopeful to you?
对你来说有很大的希望吗?
Not to me.
对我来说没有。
I don't know about you, but this doesn't give me much hope.
我不知道你怎样,但是这不给我很大的希望。
Now I may be hunted down for this,
我可能因为这样子被通缉,
but I believe it's the truth.
但是我相信这是真理。
And I'm going to say it.
而我会说,
when you think of, what are these things attempting to offer to people?
这些人要尝试给别人什么呢?
Hinduism.
信度教,
what is their ultimate goal?
他们最终的这个, 目的是什么?
To ultimately reach eternal life by being reincarnated, by every time you die, you're reincarnated as something higher if you're good.
有这永生,而是那是通过投胎,而你每次做好事的话,你就会升级。
So what is the ultimate goal of Hinduism?
所以这个新入教的最终的这个目的是什么呢?
To reach the status of divinity.
要达到这个神圣的这个,
and eternal life.
还有永生的地位。
But in order to do that, you got to do all kinds of crazy things to get there.
但是要这样子做到的话, 你要做这些很疯狂的事情。
And you might even have to become a grasshopper.
你可能要成为这个蚱蜢。
Does that make sense?
是不是有道理的呢?
That's the goal of Hinduism.
这是新入教的这个目的。
What's the goal of Buddhism?
佛教的目的呢?
To achieve ultimate peace in heart, mind, and soul through self-sacrifice and discipline.
在身心灵通过这个自己的牺牲还有纪律, 达到这个最终的平安。
To achieve a state of true peace on this earth.
可以在地球上达到真正的平安。
Inner peace.
心里的平安。
But again, no one else has ever done that.
但是没有人曾经做到过。
But that's the goal.
但是这是他们的目的。
Then Islam.
回教。
We're trying to achieve favor with God through self-sacrifice and discipline again.
通过自己的牺牲还有纪律得到上帝的喜悦。
That's what people want.
这是别人要的。
What about atheism?
但是无神论呢？
What do they want?
他们要什么呢？
They want freedom.
他们要自由。
Freedom from what?
从哪里得到自由呢?
From the oppression of wickedness and bad religion.
从这些邪恶中啊，从这些坏的宗教的压迫。
Is there a lot of bad religion out there?
世界上有很多不好的宗教吗?
There is, isn't there?
有的，对吗?
Including in Christianity.
包括在基督教也有很多人是这样子。
A lot of people that aren't doing the things that God says to do.
他们做的事和上帝说的事是不同的。
Now look at all the things that these different ideas.Offer people.
所以我们看看这些构想这些宗教要给人的是什么
Eternal life.
可能是给永生
Ultimate royal status or divinity.
最终的这个皇族的身份
Or just simply a higher state.
或是一个比较高的等级
Through Buddhism peace.
可能通过佛教是得到平安
Inner peace in this life.
在这今生里有心里的平安
Islam favor with God.
回教就是得到上帝的喜悦
And eternal life.
还有永生
and in atheism and agnosticism, freedom from corruption.
在无神论中是得到从这些压迫和邪恶中的自由。
All of these different religions and ideas are reaching out for those things.
所有这些宗教、这些思想都在伸手拿着这些东西。
What's my point?
我的重点是什么呢
？Is that Christianity offers all of these things in one religion?
基督教在一个宗教里就提供给我们所有的。
See, there are big differences in religions today.
所以宗教里有很多的不同。
But here's the thing, here's the amazing thing.
但是重点奇妙的这个真相在这里。
Is that the reality is, even atheism, they're all searching for the same thing.
无神论也在寻找一样的东西。
They're all reaching out for one common goal.
他们就在寻找一个同样的目标。
And that is to say, we're longing to be higher and more elevated than what we are now.
就是说他们期待比现在的状况还更被提高还更好。
That's incredible because that's exactly what the Bible says is in the hearts of men.
非常奇妙，因为这个是圣经说在人所心里的。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, it says that God has put eternity in the hearts of men.
传道书里面说到，上帝把永恒放在我们心中。
We were created to be something more.
我们被造的是要我们更好的。
We were created to live forever.
我们被造是因为永恒而造。
We were created to be the sons and daughters of God.
我们被造是因为是神的儿女而造。
And every religion, even atheism, is striving to be something higher.
而每个宗教甚至无神论也要我们是更崇高的地位。
Isn't that interesting?
是不是很有趣的呢？
And yet Christianity offers all of those things in itself.
但是基督教就把所有的这些东西包含在一个宗教
是。Let's look quickly at Christianity.
给我们看看基督教是怎样。
What does Christianity offer?
基督教给我们的是什么呢
？It offers a very personal relationship with God.
给我们是一个个人的上帝，有一个个人的关系。
Now think about this.
让我们想一想。
In most, in fact, to, as far as I can tell, all other world religions, God is a very impersonal God. Impersonal, not personal.
大多数的世界宗教里，可以说几乎全部。他们的上帝是不是个人的
In other words, he still has control over my life.
他就是说他可以控制我的生命。
If I don't do the things he wants me to do, he may punish me.
如果我不做他所要我做的东西，他可能会惩罚我。
But as long as I do what he requires, as long as I make the sacrifice,
但是如果我做那个我做我所应该做的牺牲。
I'll find favor with him.
我就会赢得他的欢喜。
You see, but Christianity offers something completely opposite of that.
但是基督教给了一个完全相反的东西。
It offers a personal, one-on-one, intimate relationship with God. That is what Jesus offers us.
耶稣给我们的是一个个人的一对一的这个关系。
John 14, Jesus says, "If any man will do my words, my Father and I will come into him and we or into his home and we will abide with him."
约翰福音十四章说如果一个人
In Christianity, God wants to be very personal and intimate with us.
基督教里头,上帝要与我们有一个个人的关系。
I mean, that's an amazing thought.
这是一个非常奇妙的事情。
But I want you to notice what else comes along with that.
但是我们看看还有什么在跟随着这个。
When you are in a personal relationship with somebody,
当我们与一个人或一个不懂啊, 我们与一个人有这个个人的关系的时候,
it requires that the other person know the intimate details of your life.
需要那个人知道你生命中的每一个细节。
Are you with me?
了解吗?
There's a problem with that.
有一个问题来了。
And what's the problem?
问题是什么呢?
You find it in most marriages today.
你在很多婚姻中可以看到。
People don't want others to know about them because they do not like the person that they are.
人们不要让别人知道他们是谁，因为他们不喜欢自己的个性或自己是谁。
People think they're in love.
他们认为他们已经谈恋爱了。
And they date for a little while.
他们恋爱了，然后他们就啪脱了一下子。
And then they get married.
然后他们就结婚。
And they find out that that person whom they married was not quite the person they thought they were.
他们发现他们嫁或者他们娶的那个人不是他们所认识的那个人。
You know what I'm talking about?
了解我说的吗？
Maybe not if you're not married.
如果你没有结婚的话，你就不了解。
But you'll find out soon enough.
但是你很快的就会了解了。
You know, I always say that if my wife knew what she... If she knew everything about me, she would have never married me.
我曾经说过，当我如果她还知道我关于我所有的一切事情，她肯定不会啊嫁给我。
But that's not true. She loves me.
那不是真的，因为她爱我，对吧？
At least most of the time, when I do the right thing. No, I'm just kidding.
只是开玩笑。
But in a personal relationship, that person knows the intimate details of your life.
所以在一个个人关系里，那个人知道你的这个亲密的这些细节。
So most people do not want a personal God.
大多数人不要一个个人性的上帝。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because they don't like the person they are.
因为他们不喜欢自己是谁。
And they don't want God to know who they are.
他们也不要让上帝知道他们是谁。
But still they're reaching out to him.
但是他们还是伸手向他上帝。
And so we all know that we have a problem, don't we?
所以我们都知道自己有问题，对吗？
Humanity is not right.
人类不是正确的。
We're selfish, we're greedy, we're wicked.
我们自私、贪心、邪恶。
And so here's what most of the world wants.
所以大多数的世界要的是这个。
The other religions, the other names are less offensive because they don't require personal accountability.
其他宗教，其他的名字没有这么的有攻击性，因为他们不需要个人的这个责任。They
only require impersonal action.
他们需要的是非个人的这种行动。What
do I mean by that?
意思是什么呢?
In Hinduism,
在信徒教,
I don't have to come face to face with God.
我不需要与上帝面对面。I
just bring the sacrifice.
我就带祭物来。
I put it down.
我放下去,
the gods will accept it.
那些神就会, 接受,
and I can go on back to my own life.
我就能回到自己的生命。
And all the things that I do that I know are wrong,
而是我所做我认为是错的事情,
I don't have to be accountable for those things.
我不需要对这些事负责任。
I don't have to be held personally responsible.
我个人不需要, 有这些责任。
I can just make the sacrifice.
我只需要献祭。
And keep on with the life that I'm living.
继续我活的生活就好了。
Does that make sense?
有道理吗?
It makes people comfortable.
让别人感到舒服。
And yet deep down in their hearts, they're not satisfied.
但是在心里他们感到不满足。
That's very sad.
是非常的伤心的。
However, the God of the Bible,
但是圣经里的上帝,
the God of Christianity,
基督教的上帝,
already knows our faults.
已经知道我们的错误了。
He already knows that we have a personal problem.
他已经知道我们确定已经知道我们自己的问题。
And yet he still wants to have a relationship with us.
但是他还是要和我们有这个个人的关系。
But God doesn't just want to continue leaving us in that problem.
不是上帝不单单要我们只一直的有这个问题。
But he offers personal power over the problem.
给我们个人的能力来克服这个问题。
You see, no other religion in the world offers that.
世界上没有其他宗教再能给我们这样的事。
Did you know that?
你知道吗?
No other religion in the world offers a problem for the sin that we deal with in our lives.
没有其他宗教会给我们解解 问题的解决方法在我们的个人生命之中。
They either ignore it,
他们不是忽略它，不管它。
Or they meditate over it,
可能就是默想。
Or they do whatever they have to do to get it out of their mind.
或者做某样事情，就是让我们不去想。
Just make the sacrifice and it'll all be okay.
献祭就好了嘛。
Just pay the money and everything is taken care of.
可能就付钱，什么事情都好。
And God remains out there somewhere.
上帝就在宇宙的某个角落
But not a part of my personal life.
但是不关我个人的生命
Man, that's harsh, isn't it?
这是非常痛苦的
I mean, imagine living a life like that.
想象你活出静止的生活
Where you're reaching out for eternity.
你在寻找永生永恒
And you're reaching out to God, yet He always seems so far away.
你在寻找上帝，可是似乎每一次他都是这么的远
The most of...The gods that are created in these religions,
在这些宗教里的上神
they fit the same characteristics as sinful human beings.
他们与人类有很相同的这些特点
They're selfish.
他们是自私的
They're demanding.
他们一直要别人有献上东西
And in order for me to give something good to you, you have to give something good to me.
而我要给你好的东西的话，你就要给我好的东西先。
Does that make sense?
有道理吗？
So in most religions today,
所以大多数今日的宗教
the gods are just like broken human nature.
这些神就好像破坏了人类的这个本性。
That's kind of weird. It's kind of creepy to think that, but it's true.
有一点，如果你听到这一点，就感觉到有点奇怪，但是这是真实的。
Christianity is the only religion that's different.
基督教是唯一不同的宗教。
It's the only religion that where God is a holy, a just, a sinless, yet at the same time, a very loving, caring, forgiving God.
这个基督教的上帝是唯一一个是圣洁的。没有错误的，没有罪的，但是同一时间，他是有爱心的，关心人的。
It's the only thing that's offered today that's different from all the rest.
唯一被献上的一样是，就是与其他宗教是不同的，这个基督教给我们的东西。
And today, our goal.
而今日我们的目的
is to help people see this kind of a God.
是要让别人看见这样的上帝。
To see that He's personal.
帮人家看见上帝是个人化的。
To see that He wants something more for us.
就是说他与我们，他要与我们有关系，要我们有更好的东西。
See, people often don't want a part of this God because He's too personal.
很多时候人家不喜欢这个上帝，因为这个上帝太与他们有这个个人的关系了。
People want a sacrifice God.
人们只要有一个献上这个献祭就好了。
Where they can just offer something and then continue in the life where they go.
他们就献祭，然后继续他们的生活。
It's really an issue of the heart.
那是心理的问题。
It's really an issue of saying to myself, you know what? My desire to solve the problem in my life is greater than the undesire of letting God become too personal to me.
他说是这一点就是我们要对我们自己心说我要解决我生命中的问题的欲望要超过我不要接受这个个人上帝的欲望
And the God of the Bible is the only God in religion today that offers that picture
而圣经里的上帝是唯一一个在这些这么多宗教里面的上帝赐给我们这一点
You see, men cannot, will not rather,Or men do not create a God that is opposite of themselves.
人们造的上帝不会是相与他们相反的。
In other words, why would I create a God that would point out the faults in my life?
就是说我知道上帝为何会指责我生命中的错误呢？
Why would I create a God whose character goes against my natural inclination?
如果我造一个神的话
，selfish，
他的本性为什么要反抗我自己自私的心态呢？
Why would I create a God that cares about me personally?
为何我要造一个会本身关心我的上帝呢？
It just doesn't make sense.
根本没有道理。
And when you really break it down,
而当我们真正的分析的时候，
all the gods from the different religions in the world, ultimately they form the same character.
不同世界的宗教的不同的神。最终他们是有同样的品格。
Christianity is the only one that's different.
唯独基督教是不同的。
On all other religions, you have to make a sacrifice to the gods.
其他宗教里你要献祭给他们的神。
But in Christianity,
但在基督教里
God became a sacrifice.
他
It's the only religion where God gave something to humanity that was very precious to his own heart.
上帝给了人们他对他非常重要的事情。
In other religions, God demands.
而其他宗教里，上帝是要东西的。
In Christianity, God gave.
在基督教里，上帝给了。
That's the biggest difference.
这是最大的不同。
And today, there are people who are crying out.
而今日有人在喊出来。
For God to become real in their lives.
让上帝在他们生命中真实真实的。
There are people who have been so confused.
他们有多么的混乱。
That, and God's character has been so misrepresented.
他们的这个上帝的品格被错误地呈现出来。
That people don't even know where to turn anymore.
人们甚至不知道转向哪里了。
God is looking for people.
上帝在寻找人们。
Who will answer the call.
将会回应这个呼召。
Who will turn it around for him.
将会这个扭转这个局势。
People who will fully represent him.
将会完整地代表他的人。
And will show the world the difference.
并且给世界看出这不同。
Amen?
Amen?
How many of you want to be that today?
你们谁今日要做这主人呢?
In our next class,
我们下一个课程,
we are going to look at how do I reach out to these people.
我们会看看我们如何赢得这些人。
What are the top... Today we looked at Christianity versus other religions.
今天我们看到基督教还有其他的宗教的比较。
In our next class, we're going to look at the top five arguments of atheism and how to answer them.
下一堂课我们会看到无神论的五大论点，还有如何回应他们。
We're also going to look at what's the best approach to reach out to these people that are thinking so differently.
我们也看看如何赢得这些有这么不同思想的人们。
How do I show them that God is real and He cares about them?
我如何给他们看到上帝是真实的，上帝会关心他们。
And so we're going to learn tools that we will be able to carry with us anywhere we go.
所以我们会学到一些技巧，如何学到一些工具，如何的在我们行走的时候还是可以用在他们身上。How
many of you want to say today that the most powerful witness you can be to somebody is the way you live your life?
所以谁要今日说我能做出最好的见证，就是活出一个啊。
How many of you want Jesus to give you victory in your life? So you can fully reflect God's character. Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so thankful today that the Bible is something different. Christianity is something different. And that the God of the Bible is unlike any of these other gods that are represented in the world today. We pray, Lord, that you would give us the power that we need to be a witness for you. And that we would help men and women see that there is something out there that's different. There is a God that cares for them. And you want a personal relationship with us. Help us be the one that shows them that. And we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord, that you care so much about us. And that you truly are different. And we want to be like you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.